Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
In John 13:34, he clearly says that the quality of our relationships is going to have a very pronounced effect on the effect of our witness for Christ. He said it's by our love for one another, people, we know we're his disciples. So relationships, our relationships is vitally important to our Christian witness. And so Jesus puts it as a top of our list of priorities. Number two, I'd say the other very important thing is to realize that the most important element of peacemaking and relationships in general is to keep the gospel of Christ front and center. I find people that dwell much on the gospel and all of its implications, what Jesus has done for us, who we are in Christ, are the people that have the richest and deepest relationships. They're quick to forgive. They're humble. They're quick to confess. They don't give up easily on relationships. They build each other up. They build strong relationships because the gospel is the driving force in their lives. And sadly, many Christians, after years and years and years of being in the church, they just sort of forget the gospel. It's like, you know, you're at the foot of a mountain range, start driving away, and the mountains just get smaller and smaller and smaller on the horizon. And many Christians, the gospel is not the driving force in their life. The Bible and lots of rules and shoulds becomes the driving force. And we just need to guard against that. Those who've been forgiven much, forgive much. Those who remember all that Christ has done for us. So keep the gospel. There's a blog post I did called Always Bring the Gospel. That's what we should bring to each other more than anything else. And something for every day, not just conversion and when we die. Another important principle Jesus has is Matthew 5, get the log out of your own eye. Our human nature is to focus on the other person's wrongs. And we see that like with a microscope, every little nuance. But we have a hard time seeing our own responsibilities, our own contributions. And so Jesus warns us, we can't help that other person see his role until we've taken responsibility for ours. So doing the hard work of self-examination, that's that self-awareness component. And then I guess the last thing I'd say is that forgiveness is really, really precious to God. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, to secure our forgiveness. We are forgiven in Christ, not because we paid for what we did wrong, not because we've earned it, not because we deserve it, but because God is gracious and kind. And so when people offend us, even deeply, if the gospel is big and precious in our lives, we're going to be inclined to pursue a way to forgive and to reconcile. And those are the marks of a Christian. As one person put it, Christians are the most forgiven people in the world. Jesus died for us. Therefore, we should be the most forgiving people in the world. That's the mark of someone who really understands the gospel of Christ.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.